Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is, it's hump day, and Linda and Carl Bratt are here on hump day. Eschewing other things, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live here on March the 2nd at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Bad Bob, the Magnificent, the Razzulli, the Razzulli. I kind of like that. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today?
Waking up.
Waking up. Here, I tell you what. Let's pour something in your lap, and that'll wake you up. Hot coffee.
No, jump around. Don't want the McDonald's.
McDonald's treatment. Hello, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy to be here on this Wednesday. Yes, you have to share with our listeners what you were doing, where you were, and what you learned. It's fascinating stuff. But before we get into our 7 o'clock hour, let's begin with our weather. It's currently 47 degrees if you're just tuning in. Good morning. How are you on this hump day? Wednesday, mostly sunny today with our highs of 68. Now, the forecast calls for rain likely tonight with a 60% chance. I love how the National Weather Service, we it fluctuates, of course. But tonight, our lows will be 48. Tomorrow calls for rain likely, then chance of showers with our highs of 64. Thursday night's around 48. Chance, then showers, then on Friday with our highs of 62. And our lows on Friday night, again, with rain probably around 49. So the weather for up to that date is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane gives senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call for all your gas and propane needs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the council. Okay, this is big news. It's bigger than Super Tuesday. You know why it's going to be bigger than Super Tuesday? Because Super Tuesday really doesn't touch us right now. Super Tuesday is a national thing. Okay, yeah. I mean, we're going to get to that. The council voted yesterday, 3-2, to not do housing first part of the homeless plan. Remember the housing first thing that Lloyd Pendleton was here on the show talking about, and everybody was excited about, and somehow we said we'd do five of them. Is that with, you know, over a few strings attached, you don't really have to pay rent. You don't have to stop drinking. You don't have to stop using drugs. You just get housed. And all your needs are taken care of. It's a great deal for somebody that will have somebody take care of them the rest of their lives. It's not a great deal for taxpayers. It's not a great deal for the single mom who's working her butt off to keep a roof over her head and her kids. And she sees this money that she's earning and the taxes she pays for somebody to go into housing and continue to use drugs and continue not to do anything to help themselves. Well, this got into a big debate last night, of course, and this is not what Kristen Schrader wants, because Kristen in the largeness of her heart, would like to house everybody. Okay. Well, I think what this council said then last night, Brent Weaver leading the fight on this, so hooray, Brent, was that let the private sector, if they want to do this, help out. But this is growing government. This is spending money we don't have. So the vote was 3-2. Gary Cad, Brent Weaver, and Missy said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go into this housing first. We'll look at other ways of doing this. So here's a big shout out to the city council for looking at it, actually listening, I hope, to the people and to members of their own staff at the city. And saying this is not a good idea. This is not going to fly in Redding. This is something that if you do, it's done in Utah, but it's done in conjunction with the church. and a lot of other agencies. And for us to step out in a time when it, the other headline today was that Shasta County is going to, you know, they see a flat line in taxes and revenue. So they're not going to be looking at spending more money or even having as much money with everything else costing as much. The city took a step back. They looked at it and said, you know what, this is not going to work for us. So huzzah to the city council.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. That's the old hoorays. Bob knows that. Bob's into that, you know, into that Renaissance stuff. Everybody goes, huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah, yes.
Huzzah.
Oh, okay. So, well, it had a little hurrah, but with a Z in it.
It has huzzah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, so are you happy
now,
about that decision?
I am. And the other decision was to sue the Downtown Reading Business Association.
Okay, so they're going to...
Wait a minute.
Sue. Now, what do you mean, sue? I want to hear details.
It said that the city said they want the information. The DRBA has been saying, we've been giving you the information. So now the city says, okay, reluctantly, 4-1. They didn't say reluctantly. We're going to sue the DRBA. Why? Because Christian Schrader says, sue them. Because we don't have the information that we need. Well, Kristen, what information is that? What information do you need? Have you anybody ever said what information they need exactly? Now, the other thing is I'm not sure, but probably the former chairman of the DRBA may be listening or whatever on the chat room. So here's the question is, the DRBA has been disbanded. So who are they going to sue? Everybody that was in the DRBA? Who are they going to sue? I'm not sure. I mean, I used to be in the DRBA. Are they going to come and sue me? And what are they going to sue me for? I mean, I didn't sign any checks. I voted along with everybody else about, hey, I think we should spend the money.
Would you please say what DRBA is?
Downtown Reading Business Association. The Downtown Reading Business Association spent money on supporting the parade, putting in trash receptacles, bought the police bikes, all these things. And everything they spent money on went through the city council. So I'm not exactly sure. They even had a liaison sitting at every meeting. His name's Strait, Joe Strait, I think, Bob Strait, something like that. Sat there in every meeting and saw what was going on. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, what is, you know, and I realize they're saying is that Mike Quinn did not give them the information he wants. According to Mike Quinn, I gave them everything. They're doing an audit. Let the guy come down here and let him go through all this stuff.
Yeah. You know, the term, I hesitate to use the term witch hunt, but it sure has sort of a Salem-esque feel to it.
Has since the very beginning. Okay, we've got a few more minutes, Carl. We have a lot of guests this morning, but you want to talk a little bit about headlines?
I do.
Okay. Well, first of all, how about what you did yesterday? I mean, we talked about
that.
If
we're going to do that, we need to take a break because it's only got a minute left, and so... Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And Aaron Rickert is there. And Richard. And Aaron is a top flight professional in the real estate business. She's a top producing agent with in-depth knowledge of the real estate market in and around Reading. Give them a call at 949-9103 or check out her website at richartrealestate.com. Properties by Merit, right here in Reading. Aaron Richard. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:14 here, the 2nd of March. I wasn't here on the 1st of March. I don't understand how you let all of February get away from me, Bob. We'll be right back.
Show Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's ultimate man cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, jetivator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations. locations and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I've just learned new words from Bad Bob when the computer didn't fire
well,
off.
Well, sometimes, you know, so the bump music wasn't here. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's with any kind of coffee you could possibly imagine, plus wine and beer and all this. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that you just want to stand there and just breathe in the ambiance. Yeah.
All right.
With that, 2143 Hilltop Drive and open 7 days a week. Today is the 112th anniversary of Dr. Seuss. So if you've got that
extracurricular reading across across America.
Extra. Let's see, what's it? The Cat in the Hat. Are you periscoping us right now, Speed Bump?
What?
Are you periscoping us?
No, I'm videoing you.
Oh, okay. All right. We're here with the Active 2030 Club of Reading with Ben Dykstra and Samantha Speed Bump Klein.
And,
Good morning.
Because it's on her badge, her official badge that she's wearing, because she is in. What are you doing right now?
Ben and I are here to talk about the Active 2030 Club.
No. Where'd you get the name Speed Bump?
That's an intern. Another story for another time.
Okay. All right. So the film festival's coming up. We really love the Sundial Film Festival. You've had how many submissions?
We had 26 films submitted this year, and we narrowed that down to 19 films that we're showing at the festival this Saturday.
This Saturday. Okay. Let's talk about the categories.
Okay. So we have several different categories. We have our several documentaries. We have a documentary category, and we have documentaries on various different subjects. We also have a narrative film category, which is kind of your traditional film that tells a story. And we also have some films that have been entered in by local schools, Cottonwood Creek Charter School and Anderson New Tech High School. They all have films submitted in this year.
So as being an active 2030 club member, did you, and with the 26 entries, did you all sit down and, or is there a committee that watches every film?
All of the films.
You watched all of the films. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do
like
you...
like a 10 to 5 day. Like,
I was going to say. Yeah, a little popcorn, little, you know, potty breaks. But how fabulous. I mean, it's amazing the art, the talent that comes out of the North State. Now, these could be submitted from anywhere or just this California or the North State?
These can be submitted from anywhere, although we do try and focus on films from the North State. In fact, all the films we have entered this year are from North State filmmakers.
Okay, that's cool.
We remember the first one it was on and the winner. We had him on, and he had the shopping cart that went out on its own.
I knew the mom and the son that was in that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
and that was the shopping cart that went on, huh?
He's not little anymore.
No.
Yeah, but that was a pretty fabulous movie, and he's obviously moved on to bigger and, you know, like, you know, great things with his career.
Yeah, this is a big step for people. They get into this. This is one of the things that starts, and it kind of gives sometimes an impetus to go on to bigger things.
Definitely.
So what's your favorite one?
Not allowed to say.
I like them all.
I know what Sammy's favorite one is. It's a film called The Round Table at Jack's Grill. Why is that your favorite, Sammy?
I had the chance to be in that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what we're trying to do now is tell everybody about the film festival that's there, that's happening this weekend. Where do you get tickets? And is it all just one-day film festival that's happening, like you, where you can see the films all day long?
So, yes, there is a show at 1 p.m. and a show at 7 p.m. You can buy your tickets at the Cascade Theater or online at thesundialfilmfestival.com. And there's also a photo portion of our festival that I love and appreciate as a photographer. So I think there was 100 photos submitted to our photo festival portion, and there are 6 that win awards.
Yes, and just to clarify that we do have different films at both the 1 p.m. and the 7 p.m. show.
Right. So, but they're both in the are they the same category?
Afternoon show, we have our school films and some of our narrative and documentary films. Mm-hmm. And then our evening show, it's kind of more focused on our more seasoned filmmakers, mm-hmm. as you were, who have their narrative and their documentary mm-hmm. films.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things that I've ever been to is the Palm Springs Short Film Festival. And I love the foreign films, although we're not going to be seeing that today. And I love to see documentaries. They're just fascinating, some of the things that you can learn through documentaries. Let's talk about the Active 2030 Club. What are you guys doing? You come together every year and you put this thing on. We know there's a lot of energy, groundwork to accumulate the films and to put this thing on. But so tell us some more little tidbits about Active 2030.
Well, this festival is actually one of our biggest fundraiser, and all the money that we raise goes back into our charitable foundation that supports all of the charitable activities that we do. Some of the big things we do as a club for the local community, we put on a shopping spree for underprivileged youth every August. We take about 40, 50 kids who are in living situations, like they're living in the homeless shelters or hotels downtown, and we buy them $100 worth of clothes, new pair of shoes, new backpacks, and, you know, just try and get them on a good start to the new school year. We also, coming up pretty soon, put on one of the few remaining Easter egg hunts in town, and it's in a neighborhood where we built, it's in a park that we built the playground, and it's kind of in a lower income area. And, we try and serve the kids who are living in that neighborhood.
Another big event we put on in Reading is the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade. We have committees for all of our events that we put on. We do our best to keep them organized and fun for the community and free for the community. But this is our one fundraising event that helps us raise money to give back.
Which, by the way, the DR Downtown Reading Business Association used to underwrite that.
Yes, they did.
That was one of those horrible things they did, which is why they're being sued now by the city. So.
Well, thank you guys for doing that as well, and for I love the downtown lit parade. Okay, but let's
you guys do such a great job.
Let's just make sure that we tell everybody that this is your biggest fundraiser. Do get out of the house, do something that's creative, that's supporting filmmakers out of the North State. This is fantastic. 19 films you'll see. And I'm sure if you buy a ticket for, it's an all-day pass, if you decide to see a couple leave and then come back that night, you know, it's at the Cascade Theater, and we get tickets again by calling or going to
SundialFilmFestival.com. Tickets start at $7.50, and this Saturday, March 5th at the Cascade Theater.
It's a great, you know, it's a great thing. And if you go there, the photographs, the photography, you know, is super, and these are really nice films. We've thought about making a film, putting a film together. You were in one film. It wasn't for that. Was it for that one?
Well, I think it was the very first Sundial Film Festival. Yeah, it was a short film.
The one you were in.
Phil and, Bill and Lisa Collins.
You and Bob Corlock.
And Bob Corlock. And it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so we filmed it and rehearsed. It was a short film.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, it's a it's a great thing that you all do. You all play such a big part in our community. So thank you very much for being a big part of our community.
Thanks for allowing us to come in.
All right,
okay.
You guys.
We've had,
best of luck to you. Good luck
Ben
on
Dykstra
Saturday.
And Samantha Klein.
Thanks. All right, guys.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't step on Brother Carbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile. That's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson, all new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. March the 2nd, 47 degrees out there, going up to 68. We got rain coming in this week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Teaches all over Northern California, but has many classes right up here in the Redding area. Locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business, of course. Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty. This is his business. He doesn't do this part-time. He does this full-time. He has strict standards for his instructors, all who are in our NRA trained, National Rifle Association trained. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check it out online at readingccw.com. We're here now with Joe Comente of the Builders Exchange, and we're talking about the – you are like the head of the Builders Exchange.
I am.
What's the title there?
Like, executive director.
It's not, you know, head contractor.
I know. No. Executive director. I leave the building to our members.
And there's going to be a big soiree.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
here on the 11th
yes.
of March, and it's going to be food, singing.
Yes.
Art auctions.
Yes.
It's got it all. Evening of elegant dining and entertainment.
Yes. Well, let's talk about with the event. Yes, all those wonderful things are e.g., what, you know, let's gather and let's, you know, celebrate art and life and music. And but let's talk about when people are thinking about their taxes and where are we putting our money? I love what this event is raising funds for. Joe, explain what the Builders Exchange does.
We are a membership organization. We have three primary functions. One of them is we do political advocacy, which means we work with local governments to promote effective economic growth, because economic growth is primary to solving a lot of the problems we have right now. The second is trade training and teaching young people to trade and giving them an opportunity to make money and to feel that sense of fulfillment and self-reward that they get, especially when they build with their hands and their heads. And then our third primary focus is to enhance the quality of life in the community. We work closely with charities. I was the head of Walker Mile last year and have done that for years and years. So we're an organization that's actively engaged in helping our community get through what are some very difficult times right now. But to that point, with the right people and the right leadership, which I think is all coming together, we're starting to make that positive impact that we want to make on our community.
Well, you have, and just the things that y'all are doing with it, and the trade school. Let's talk a little bit about the trade school.
The trade school is huge for me because I think, just personally, I feel that when somebody learns to work with their hands and their mind, and you know, you don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa, you don't have to have a big college degree, but if you learn a trade, that's something that takes you, it's an empowerment that happens through your life. There's a purpose for your life. You have a skill. And I think the reason a lot of people, youth, are feeling lost is because somewhere they haven't been prepared in life for a trade. And this is really huge for me, and that's why we're throwing our stuff to be with you on this event.
And we appreciate that very much. Yeah, a lot of times too much emphasis is put on a college education, and I'm very pro-college education. I have a master's degree, but it's not for everybody. And we have a very close friend. This young man is brilliant, but he went off to college, and he absolutely wanted nothing to do with it, just would do nothing. He has now just graduated from one of the most difficult certification programs for underwater welding.
Oh, wow.
And he just received a job in Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
A highly skilled, highly technical. The young man is brilliant. He just did not want to go to college.
He found his niche.
He found his niche in a place where he could really express himself.
And having looked into that, because they were looking for divers at a variety of times underwater. Yeah, underwater welding and all this. It was, the pay is magnificent. However, it's not for everybody.
No, right. it's absolutely not.
It's not for everybody. And essentially, you're as good as your team on that. So, but it's a tough job, but it's a well-paying job. You can live very well.
Yeah, and it was something that allowed him to express the skills that were important to him. We've known him since he was 2 years old. He's always had a high sense of adventure, always been a brilliant young man, and just got lost for a little while because the system didn't provide him with what he needed.
Well, God, I mean, I think there we're seeing a little bit out of in the North State, but, you know, I'm a 70s kid, so we had shop, there was all of that stuff in my school in Sacramento that, you know, and there were guys that just, they just wanted to be mechanics. And I mean just, because we know that when we need a mechanic, that's like a doctor. Absolutely. You need to
except,
fix the intern.
Except they charge more. And it's not covered by insurance.
But, Joe, we were talking just yesterday about the fact that at one time the Builders Exchange was hugely funded, and somehow through, I don't know, just changes in the political scenery. This is a big fundraiser. It's your first annual. Some people are kind of confused, like it's the electrician's ball. So they may be thinking, oh, it's just the electrical union. But this is not what it is at all. You've just named it the electrician's ball, but it's your first fundraiser to get out into the community and bring people in for a fun night of music. You're going to talk a little bit about give, right? Can you tell us what the evening looks like?
The evening is it's fine food and fine wine and outstanding entertainment. We want to thank our members who have supported us and the community who supported us. And we also want to recognize our instructors, and we will have an award for our Instructor of the Year. So we'll give some background as to where the school is going. And as you mentioned, the Builders Exchange has changed a lot. And every business changed with the Great Recession. And for those businesses that survived, they learned how to adapt and to remodel and to retool. And we've done those things. Whatever revenue streams existed before, I don't know. They weren't around when I got here. But when I first looked at the P&L, it made me a little bit nervous, but it made me appreciate what we needed to do. And going out and asking the community to help us create a school that will help young people work with their hands and their hearts and their heads was very, very important. And that's what the night is about. You know, the money that you spend for an excellent dinner and excellent entertainment, all of that goes to the trade school. And then we have a craftsman's art auction. What we did was we asked local artists and craftspeople to create stuff for us. So we have pottery, we have welding, we have painting, we have photography across all ages. And that's going to be our silent auction. So go out and experience the creativity and the beauty that people can create when they use their hands and their heads and their hearts. So our goal is to walk away with a little bit of money. We're hoping as time goes on, we can have the kind of success like a One Safe Place has or a Northern Valley Catholic Social Services has. But for our first time, if we can just get close, I'll be real happy.
So we're here today, of course.
It's going to be a great time. I'm sorry. But
no, we want to talk about the fundraiser. You want to talk about the tickets, to how we get tickets, and that this is open to the public and for all of our listeners. Come on out. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Of course, I'll be there with my trio, and I'm very excited about that. Well, we are the jazz ensemble, meaning Bruce, Kalen, and Bernie Baker, and we'll be doing music for the night, which is exciting. But executive chef Kim Miller will be there, so that's exciting that you're going to come in. You're going to have music. You're going to have food, wine.
Yes, Mosley family.
So we love them. How much they get behind the community,
and
that's great wine. Then you're going to have a craftsman's art auction. Yeah. So this is, you know, as we get ready to start thinking about it, spring, outside yard art, the kind that we want, and really fun things that are, it's arts and crafts. It's not baskets filled with stuff, right? This is a whole different kind of auction. Have you seen some of the items?
Yes, there's handmade chairs and hand-painted.
Ooh.
There's pottery. There's some really beautiful paintings. There's some outstanding photography. We've got some, probably about 20 to 25. Actually, CV, the Central Valley Kids, are also creating something for us. We haven't seen it yet, But it's all about stuff that they make with their hands that just shows the passion that you can have doing something like that.
You know, the part about the trade school, there's so many, you know, with such an emphasis on college. And you're right. You know, college is good. I've also have my master's. But the idea that everybody's going to go to college is wrong. I think only 25% of people go to college. So what do the other 75% do? Some of them go into service work and all this, you know, different things, you know, military and you know, all. But the ones that there is a need for, a shortage of electricians, plumbers.
Framers,
truck drivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, huge shortage of truck drivers out there right now. Shortage of all those skills where it needs to keep the world running.
Absolutely.
Fabricators, all of these. I mean, there's just everybody's, oh, well, everything's moving out of the United States. No, not everything is moving out of the United States. There's, in your house, it needs to be wired.
Right.
Or rewired.
Right.
So here's a place where a young man or woman can come in and learn a trade that's going to be able to put their kids through college.
Absolutely.
And this kind of, you know, and you're not, and a lot of these you work for yourself.
Yeah. No, and that's
the other part.
There's
too.
Two keys there. One is you mentioned women. And the Shasta College has done a great job with the women's welding program. And we are really aggressively recruiting women to come into our program because women, of course, can do any trade or any profession. And they can certainly be exceptional electricians or plumbers or any craftsperson. And the other thing is they can be small business people. So ultimately, you can then take your trade and you can turn it into a business, which so many of our members are first or second generation entrepreneurial companies who've really created their own destiny. And done so with the trades that they've learned.
Bob, you have a question?
Well, one of the comments is that the growing trend, of course, in technology is more and more items in this Internet of Things, and there's going to be a very good, strong growth area of people who know how this stuff works and can set it up for an end user. And there'll be bonding and licensing and all that so that you don't have all this stuff that you just plug in out of the box. And manufacturers are notoriously bad at security. So somebody who specializes in these areas and can do the inside wiring and setting this stuff up, that's going to be a big growth area.
Oh, boy.
Unquestionably.
Okay, now how do we get tickets? This is what we have, a couple ways to get tickets. Again, the date is March 11th. Beginning at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Cocktails, of course, food, music. And what we really like is it's a great way for you to spend $50 a ticket, to come on in and know that money, you're going to have a great time, first of all, hear fun music. And it, you know, of course, we enjoy everything that we do. But the money that you're spending on this, if you're, like, trying to decide, am I going to do this, am I... The money is going towards one of the things that Carl and I are very excited about, and that is about helping people with your trade school and helping place people.
Absolutely. And again, as we talked about it, there's such a need for a trade school. And I can assure you, when you have the quality of the food, the wine, and the entertainment, any restaurant you went to in the community, you would spend $50 with tax and tip to do that. So really, our goal was to get people there and then drive people to the art auction to really try to raise some money.
Right.
Very easy to get tickets. Just go to ShastaBE, Shasta as in Builders Exchange, ShastaBE.com/events, and it'll take you right to an icon that will tell you Electrician's Ball, or it might come right up to the actual page. And you can just go on and order, and you can tell how many tickets you want, whether you want prime rib or whether you want salmon. Or you can just call our office at 221-5556, and we'll take your order right over the phone. So we really need your help. Our goal was to get to 200 tickets. That was our ultimate goal. Our preferred goal is 175. Our minimum goal is 150. And as of today, about 9 days out, we're at 134.
Okay. So hopefully, as we put this out over the air, and it's Friday night, it'll be fun. And, like, know that your money is going to go towards really something that's going to be helping to grow. That is helping to grow the North State.
And no electrical experience is required to attend.
if you can turn on a light, But that's not necessary.
That's not. We can turn the light on for you if you struggle with that.
Not necessary. That's right. And by the way, a comment in the chat room says Joe looks great in heels.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm very confident. And thank you for whoever said that.
You're brave, and I love that. I love it when the guys get out. There's one guy. Remember that one year? He carried his kid. He had on Spike heels. Spike. Yeah. He had shorts on and black spike heels and carried his 2-year-old kid.
That's a brave
on
man.
A pack.
On his back. Maybe it was a baby. I don't know. It was a big baby.
I'm following him and I'm going. And those
the whole
those,
time.
Those heels would be wobbling.
Ooh.
A little
oh,
bit.
Man. Oh.
And then, of course, the guy showing up with the, you know, with dressed like the Star War troopers and those guys coming out. I still have no idea who those guys are. They show
I don't
up
know.
All the time.
And the guys who paint their toenails, their polka dot toenails, and they, you know, they're in a team and they love it. I just.
I painted my toenails. I think you gave me
$50. I gave you $50. That's right. Well, that's because.
And I hope that's still standing because I'm going to do it again.
Oh. If you would, you know, whatever the date is, the date is, I think, your mom's birthday.
I don't know. It falls. It just always.
I think you're doing it. I want to say May 14th, but I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
Well, May 14th.
That works.
That would work. And I can get my sparkly heels out. And then
I would really like that.
We'll get you dude it up, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, Joe, can give us the website one more time. In fact, we'll put it in the chat room right now.
It's Shasta BE, so Shasta with a BE, as in Builders Exchange, but just BE.com/events, and it'll come up to Electrician's Ball, and click on that, and it'll take you right through it. Or you can call our office at 221-5556. Helen is our primary event coordinator, so she more than likely will answer the phone, or Michael, who runs our plan room. Either one of them will take your order.
Fantastic. Well, we're excited about it. So are the guys. So we're looking forward to a juicy night of music and hearing more about Shasta Builders Exchange. You guys are doing great stuff. Great work here.
Thank you.
It's really positive, and I'm happy to be involved with something that's positive.
And we're very happy to have you involved.
Okay, great,
all right,
everybody.
Joe, thanks.
All right, the 11th. Of March, yes. A week from Friday.
And don't let the title throw you. Electrician's Ball, everybody's welcome.
Right.
Everybody's welcome.
And you don't have to know, you don't even need to know how to turn on a light.
No, we will follow you around and make sure you're never in the dark.
There you go.
It's at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop.
There you go. It's going to be great. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Bought in the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Sea Breacher, Genovator, Splash Dogs, Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Bass Fin Fishing Demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Redding Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life and our community, we love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcoming events. Call 530-246-7075.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful hump day, Wednesday. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 68. Rain likely tonight with 49. And, of course, Thursday calls for chance of showers at 64 Thursday night with 48. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And, Carl, you've got tickets.
I have tickets. This weekend is the Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta Fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds. I have two tickets here for the first person to call, 605-4567. You can get in the 4th, the 5th, or the 6th, Friday noon to 7 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a great thing. I love this. I wander. Linda drops me off, lets me wander around like a child all day.
That's
and
cool.
And calls me. And I meet her at a certain spot. And I get in the car and she drives me home.
I like it.
And I have a bag full of little goodies I bring home with
and
me.
And you read them all.
I read every one of them. I go in there. I sit next to things. I put my arm, you know, I get my arm, take selfies with the forest rangers.
It's a fun day.
You think I'm kidding? No, In fact, she believes me. Well, anyway, we have people calling, and we have given away these tickets. So I will give away more between now and Friday.
Right.
In fact, yeah,
okay.
I will give them away. So thank you very much for calling in, Carrie. Okay, we'll give the next person two tickets, too.
Hold on.
We'll give them two tickets to the next person, too.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so let's. We have a very special guest here from the Cascade Theater. We've got a lot of. It's been a wonderfully active morning talking about events, but Cascade Theater has been putting on some of the most lovely concerts, first class concert appearances. And with us today is our very special guest,
Haley Sadler.
Of course, Haley. I mean, Haley Sadler from the Cascade. What is your official title?
The assistant theater manager.
The assistant theater manager. You got Mary Poppins coming up.
Yes, Mary Poppins, our in-house production there, all local talent. This is an amazing cast. Every year we do our Cascade Christmas production, and then we do a spring production. And people come who have never seen it and think it's a Broadway touring act. It's just really incredible, and it's all local talent here. So we are very excited that's coming up in April.
All right. So you, and it's always fantastic. We love to support, you know, local theater, period. But some of your national, international touring acts that are coming through, what's happening at the Cascade? What else is coming on?
Yeah, next week we have Keb Moe. So he is wonderful, Grammy Award winning artist. It's actually his third time here, but tickets are almost sold out. So definitely get your tickets now to see Keb Moe. That is Thursday, March 10th. So old-fashioned country blues style. He's just really...
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
Cool.
And so the date on that event?
March 10th. Thursday, March 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. And then right after that, on Saturday, March 12th, we have Dwayne Hampton's Piano Artist in Concert. And if you haven't heard of Dwayne, he's from Reading originally, but then he went to the Chicago school to learn piano and composing, and he came back to Reading, and he's just really incredible. He's been doing this benefit concert at the theater for the past 11 years since the theater reopened, and this year is actually going to be his last benefit concert. So if you think, oh, I'll just see it next year, you're not going to be able to do that this time. This is the last one. So definitely get your tickets to see that March 12th. They're all amazing piano players. I know that one of them the night before is in New York playing the same set that he's coming back to Reading the very next day to play here. So these artists are internationally renowned artists that come back that have studied with Dwayne and come here for this show.
Man. So. And Dwayne actually lives up the street
right up the street from us
and yeah. he
Nice house.
I know. I mean, so he's been a nice, he's been a gentleman. We don't really know him. We just know that of his reputation. And if I'm not mistaken, his thing is he's Steinway.
Yes. He's a Steinway artist.
A Steinway artist. So you're bringing in Steinway pianos because it's all about, if you're being represented by Steinway, everything you do with the concert is a Steinway. And remember, there's, you had an international act as well. You had, we're looking for Steinway. How do we get a Steinway? So, you know, I just know that that stuck in my head about that in order to be, and then to take from this guy and be accredited or say that you've studied under this, the tutelage of him through the Steinway is mm-hmm. just something that's very reputable.
Yes, yes. And actually, his lineage of who he studied from, he can go back to Beethoven. So Beethoven taught someone, I don't know. Val Ng from JPR knows the lineage there. But
Haley,
cool.
we have requests for you here.
Oh, okay.
They would like to get Al Di Meola.
Al Di Meola.
Right, Al Di Meola. And also, or Return to Forever.
Okay.
Those are a couple of them.
So those are great. Another thing I was going to mention is that we are booking next season. So if you go on our calendar and you notice after Jackson Browne in April, we don't have anything else booked, it's because we're currently doing our 2016-17 season. So send in those requests. Carl and Linda can get them back to me because we are actively looking right now for who's touring and who we can get back
now,
at the cafe.
Now, this gentleman was at the fundraiser and bid three different times, and he went past $300 and got, you know, he said, I have to be able to go home tonight.
With a certain poster?
He pushed it up there. But other people just jumped in and, you know, came in with a $500 and $600 poster. So,
yeah,
and
fantastic.
So he loves the stuff that's going on down at the Cascade.
Right.
And that's why when he's asking, he said, boy, I'd really like to hear them. And
yeah, that's great.
So he's very successful. I mean, the ones that he wanted, obviously the posters went. Everybody else wanted those, too. So.
Well, there was was a wonderful fundraiser, by the way, and tastefully done. And, of course, there's nobody else in town doing the same kind of thing that was a first for you.
Yeah.
And to be able to have these posters signed by the artist and have the auction, that was just cool.
It was very exciting. And, you know, it was our first time doing it. We didn't know how people were going to respond, but people want those signed posters.
They do. And you know what? And we were looking at it and how that, you know, some ideas for next year. But you've got lots of those, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been saving them for the past 11 years. You've got
lots of them in there. I'd like to be able to go through there, you know, see what kinds you have and just say, well, maybe you want to put this one out next time and let me start saving my money now.
Yeah.
So when it gets out, oh, yeah, I like Weird Al Yankovic. Do you have Weird Al?
We do. Whoa. Have a sign, Weird Al.
Oh, okay. Weird Al. I'm going in with my brother-in-law. And you know what? And if anybody's going to bid against us, you better come in big.
Okay. He was so good. That was so good. Loud.
Loud.
But good.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to leave. I thought I was in a firefight for the first 5 minutes. I had to get up and leave. I had to come back and go, okay, I'm all right. I got the tourniquet on. Yeah.
Oh, but you've had, blood, sweat, and tears. Haven't you? No, who did you have? You had blood, sweat. Who did I see? I think it was blood, sweat, and tears. It was great with, I went with Rhonda. She had me to come, but it was fantastic. So, yeah, you've had some great acts.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, so what else is coming up?
Let's see. Tuesday, March 15th is called Tao 17 Samurai. So these are the Japanese drummers, but like you haven't quite seen them before. A lot of choreography, a lot of costume, a lot of stamina and intensity. So we have a TV commercial running, or go on our website to see a video of these guys because they're incredible. They're just on, I think, Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Mm. So they're everywhere, and we're excited to get them on March 15th. A great family show, you know, one of those drumming intense. Yeah.
Well, we thoroughly enjoyed watching the acrobatic show, the Golden Dragon Chinese Acrobats. That was just...
That as well.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. You know what? And probably not for the same reason. For me, it kind of reminded me of an old vaudeville show. Okay, now... Do you understand what I mean, though,
yeah.
Haley? Because they came out with all these different acts. They were all Chinese.
Yeah.
And they were, like, the hats. The thing they were doing with the hats was an old thing you'd see in vaudeville 100 years ago or over, you know. And yet it was done so well. And the balancing, some of these things, I still don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't know how they did it. I mean, you watched it. There were no wires. But it was great. I would go next year.
Yeah.
If
we
you bring
we
him
all,
in,
every
if
year
you bring
we
him
like
in,
to have
it. Was sold out.
It's hard to get Carl to sit in the theater to really for a couple hours. And so.
Oh, but I've been to that one you did with the ones that covered ABBA.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. You love. Yeah.
That was it. I was, in fact, I was dancing around that. Okay, we're about finished here. How do people see what's going on?
Go online, cascadetheater.org. I'll just throw out there, we have Peter Frampton March 22nd and Jackson Browne April 26th, both almost completely sold out.
And the opera, Cinderella, May 27th, coming up too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking with Bethel about their plans for expansion.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Convincing victories for the respective party frontrunners on Super Tuesday, with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton grabbing the lion's share of available delegates. Political analyst Larry Sabato says that Hillary Clinton's victory was so convincing that her main rival, Bernie Sanders, may need to realize it's time for him to get out.
He can stay in as long as he wants. He's got an enthusiastic core of supporters and lots of money. But all he's going to do is accumulate delegates and try to pull the platform to the left.
Donald Trump did not sweep Super Tuesday, but once again had another dominant performance over his rivals. And although he rubs party insiders the wrong way, Iowa State University political scientist David Anderson says the GOP leadership would be making a big mistake by trying to denounce the billionaire businessman turned party frontrunner.
They're going to anger 40% of the electorate in some of these states, 40% of the Republican electorate, who clearly wants him to be the nominee. That's political suicide.
Trump won 7 of the 11 states in which Republicans voted. Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee, Massachusetts, and Vermont all went to Trump. Rival Ted Cruz had a much-needed victory in his home state of Texas, also winning in Oklahoma and the Alaska caucuses. And for Marco Rubio, his first primary victory came in the state of Minnesota last night. A private survey says U.S. businesses added a healthy number of jobs last month.
Anything over 200,000 is indicative of a very healthy job market. It's double the pace we need to absorb the growth in the working age population, which means the labor market's getting tighter, and we'll be close to full employment pretty soon.
That analysis from Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by just about 21 points. The S&P 500 down by 2. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, a classroom answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
Police in the Eastern European country of Macedonia have reopened the border with Greece, allowing in a trickle of refugees who are eager to travel to Central and Western Europe.
Greek police say Macedonia opened the crossing for 4 hours, admitting around 170 people from Syria and Iraq. Macedonia says it will only allow in as many refugees as Serbia, its northern neighbour, can take each day. Hundreds, including many families with small children, have been arriving daily at the crossing in northern Greece, where two official camps are so full that thousands have set up tents in fields all around.
That is Charles de Ledesma reporting. Crews in southwestern New York are working to contain a leak of an ethanol tanker that was among 16 cars on a freight train that derailed last night. Officials say up to 30 people had to be evacuated in the town of Ripley near the Pennsylvania border. Emergency officials say nobody was injured and there was no fire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A New York judge says a former Fannie Mae top executive must face a civil trial over Securities and Exchange Commission charges he misled investors about subprime mortgages before the housing bubble burst.
Federal Judge Paul Crotty in Manhattan says it's possible a jury could conclude ex-CEO Daniel Mudd acted with intent or recklessness. Mudd's attorney urged the judge in January to dismiss the charges. He said there's no evidence to support the allegation Mudd understated the level of high-risk subprime mortgages Fannie Mae held. The SEC says Mudd misled investors about billions of dollars in subprime loans.
Mudd led Fannie Mae back in 2007 when home prices began collapsing, taking the housing market down with it. Authorities in New York City say minor offenses done in public now will result in summonses, not arrests in Manhattan, a policy shift forced to take effect to reduce a backlog of cases that will take effect next Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It's Wednesday, March the 2nd. At 5 after 8 right here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and you would call this hump day on Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our temperatures around highs of 68, lows tonight of 49. Thursday calls for rain, then chance of showers with 64s. Are high and lows of 48. And then Friday calls another again 50 to 80% chance of showers, then rain at 62. And our lows on Friday night are around 49. As we go through the weekends, looks like Saturday calls, the rain could be heavy at times with a high near 65. Saturday night cloudy, Sunday showers. We're all praying for this. Keep the rain coming. And Sunday night showers as well as likely, maybe possibly a thunderstorm. That's the weekend forecast here on KCNR 1460. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. And we have with us Charlie Harper, who is one of the, I guess you'd call in the senior management or senior leaders of Bethel Church.
That's right, Carl.
And good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's been a while. You've been here. Yeah, it has been a while. You know, I think the last time you were on, we were talking, gosh, it was several years because we were discussing the bid for the Civic Auditorium.
I think it was 2011.
Yeah. And about, there was a lot of misapprehension and a lot of details going around that weren't exactly right. A lot of questions from people, about Bethel taking over the Civic and how it was going to be, cloistered and nobody be able to get into it again. And it would just be used, I don't know what else it was going to be. It was, maybe a giant cross put on the top front of it or whatever, which, of course, was never the intent.
No, and I think time was a teller. It's worked out pretty well. There's so many people that came up to me afterwards that were active in the public meetings that said, I'm sure glad you guys are doing this. This isn't exactly what I thought, and I'm just real pleased.
Oh, it's just fantastic every time we see a show there, and kudos to Corey and Nathan. The outreach has been amazing. The experience when you go see I love the theatrical shows. It's just so nice to bring tasteful things to Reading, and you guys have done a great job. The sound system, again, the theater seating, it's just, you guys have dumped over $1 million. City wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't know.
So we appreciate that. Yep.
Invested $1 million.
Well, yeah. Okay, but you know what I mean.
But you've saved the city.
It needed it.
Yeah. You saved
so
the city.
Thank you.
You saved the city $1 million.
Yeah.
Too.
And our rent's going into the city, and 75% of that's going back into the building, the facelift on the front, there's money being saved up for the roof. There's some issues that are pretty serious deferred maintenance that'll get taken care of over the next few years.
Well thank
great.
You. I couldn't be more pleased.
And there's, I don't know if you know all the statistics. Usually we talk to Corey and Nathan about it, but you have more events, though, happening than ever before.
That's right.
That are coming in. in a variety of events. I mean, you know, when you start off with Five Finger Death Punch or something like that. You
know, fishing shows. And Cool April Nights is going to be, I think you're going to be doing, reaching out again, and they're going to be involved somehow.
They keep getting bigger. They're doing great.
Yeah. Well, you know, Charlie, of course, I guess when, you know, what we love here is that you come on our show and people now can feel that it's like, you know, you lift the cloud or you lift things out. So if somebody's thinking it's a gray area or they're just not quite understanding what Bethel is doing, and, you know, what we see is improvement in our city. We see you buying a building here or there, and giving wonderful transformation in a positive way. We see outreach to the city. So that's what we see. I know that you're doing some wonderful things and expanding. Can you share with our listening audience today with some of the things that where Bethel's going in 2016 and 17?
Okay. Well, a big thing on our radar is the Collier project, which we'll probably talk about today. And that's been in the process for a few years now. And if everything went ideally, we'd be finished around 2020. You know, so that's occupying a lot of my time these days. The
can you share with us what that project for people that may not understand what that is?
Sure. Our school of ministry started in 98, 99, and 33 students. My daughter was in that school, and it proceeded to grow every year. And we would make expansions, and that's one of my major responsibilities at work, is figure out how to facilitate all these things that are going on, because we have a lot of people with a lot of ideas, a lot of creativity, and just keep everything rolling ahead. And so the school ministry grew to where we needed to rent the facility. We rent on Twin View. It used to be where Risen King met, and so that took care of things for a while. We had the first year at College View, Twin View, and then we still were running out of space. That's when the idea of the Civic came up, would allow us to grow the school to 1,200 students in first year, and typically we have a little more than half of that in second year, and so that's where we're at right now. They're pretty much at capacity, and the plan all along was not to stay at the Civic forever. That's why we had the 2 5-year leases, and we've you know, negotiated into that second lease, and so we're in the midst of that now. And but the idea would be to move both classes, the first and second year, to a new facility, and that's the one we're proposing at Collier.
Okay, this is a big subject here, because we're talking about 39 acres.
Yes.
Something like I'm thinking, was it 2,600 students?
Combination first and second would be up to 3,000.
3,000 students and then 2,600 parishioners.
Well,
around that?
A sanctuary that could seat 2,600.
2,600.
But
okay.
We would have more than one service, and we would keep our services at the other locations too. I mean, we already have more than that many attenders.
How many people do attend?
You know, they don't all attend at the same time, but. You know, we finally got our database cleaned up, because there's so many visitors, it's a little bit hard to sort that out. But overall, attenders that are in the local area is a little over 7,000.
7,000 that come to the services.
In some form. Not all the time.
Not all the time, but 7,000 people that are affiliated with Bethel here.
Sure.
And just so people know, is we don't go to Bethel, and, you know, when we have people on here, it's because we want to talk to them about that has companies and businesses and organizations that have a big impact on our city and our area around here. And of course, Bethel is one of the biggest.
Sure.
And with all the things that you do, we need to take a quick break, and we'll come back, because I really want to get into, you know, the campus out there that you're talking about and what it's going to look like, and maybe answer some of the questions that people have.
Very good.
On this. Okay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. And this Thursday, I think that's tomorrow
night.
Linda's going to be there in Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Great night of singing. You're going to be you, of course, and your regular Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. But who's your guest?
Bernie Baker. So we'll have Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. We have Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. Bobby Veramani's on drums. And, of course, Bernie Baker's our special guest. It'll be a wonderful night of music from 7 to 9 p.m. Call for reservations and
243-3377. Special menus, filet mignon and lobster for $21.99.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all that tomorrow night at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back with Charlie Harper from Bethel Church talking about the expansion of the new campus and a couple other things.
Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, jet evader, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Wednesday, March the 2nd. 50 degrees out there, going up to 68 today. We got rain going. Is that right, Sweet Pea?
Absolutely. It's going to be a day where there's rain likely tonight.
Okay, well, this weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and being able to take care of the weather and the heat and the cold comes under Alliance Heating and Air, one of our great friends and sponsors, Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business well over 20 years and was voted best in the North State last year. That's right. Can take on any type of heating and cooling systems, offers warranties. If you have an emergency, Martin and his people will be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to make sure you are okay. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Bob.
My in-home resident meteorologist says that if this weather pattern lives up to the models, we could gain 20 more feet at Shasta.
And if we gain 20 more feet at Shasta, we've got
50
70,
feet down pretty good.
Yeah, 70 feet now to go. So if you get to leave only 50 feet to fill up Shasta. So there's already people. We've already talked to people out there at Holiday Harbor, and they're already getting reservations, a lot more now than they did last year. Because people know there's water in the lake. Okay.
Fantastic.
Linda and I, our guest today is Charlie Harper, who is one of the senior leaders out there at Bethel Church. And has been on our show several times before, mainly when we were talking several years ago. Now, gosh, it's talking like 5 years ago. Has it been that long, Charlie?
So. You're looking great.
I mean, we've had you know, other people from Bethel on here since then, but yeah, I guess it has been, you know, since you all got into the Civic Auditorium and took that over and saved the city $1 million just right off the top, saved $1 million and then paying back into it, and plus rehabbing a lot of the Civic. Now you want to build on Collier out there 8-acre campus. That includes a meeting place, a chapel. Should I say a chapel or just a church?
It's a large sanctuary. It'll be larger than the Civic. Civic is 2,072 seats. This would be 2,600. That's one building. That would have our child care and a cafe and bookstore. Then we would have another building that would be a multi-purpose room that could seat 1,200, but it would break down into four rooms that would work well for our youth groups and things like that, with maybe 200, 300, you know, kids, things like that. And then offices for the school ministry staff. People like myself would still be at the other building. We're not going to give up the other building. And then the school ministry offices, and then classrooms for the school ministry, but which also would be used for Sunday school on Sundays, possibly, weeknight classrooms. We have classrooms at where we are now, so those will continue to be used. It's another facility. We've gotten good at multi-campuses, you know, with streaming and whatnot. So it works well for us to do things at multi-campuses. Our people are used to that.
There's some consternation about building that campus there. The people on the road are saying, wow, that's a lot of people to be coming down that road.
It is.
And then the environmental impact. Another question is about the water, because you're going to be in the, Bella Vista. You're in the Bella Vista. And Bella Vista, as we know, is hurting for water out there.
It's been tight. Yes, it has.
Yeah, I mean, they've had to cut back, and they had to even actually import water. So, how do you assuage their
concerns?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been for a couple of years now doing studies. You know, we've hundreds of thousands of dollars into 16, 17 different special studies. And originally we approached Bella Vista. Can you handle our usage? They have the design. They hired outside engineering to look at it and look at what they had. We're already in a drought at that time. And they said, yeah, we can. And so what the environmental impact report process does is it's another look at all those things. Not anybody that we hired. We pay for it. You know, I had to write a check to the city in advance, you know, a large check.
The city,
City of Reading.
Reading.
And they
writing a large check is, everybody does that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
You just didn't know it was going to be that large a check, did you?
Okay, so you write a check to, going back on track, you write a check to the city of Reading for?
For them to hire a consultant that's never worked for Bethel, it's never worked for any of our engineering companies, totally independent, and they go out and do a review of all the studies we've done, plus some additional ones, and the things of the most concern, which are traffic and water, they do in greater depth than we've done. And so the consultant they've hired for water is going to probably go all the way back to Bella Vista's entitlements, their contracts with the federal government, any way they get water, the history on their wells, how they manage their fees. In other words, they'll collect an impact fee from us, which they can't use for operations. They need to use that for future development of wells and developing water sources. So they'll look at the whole system from the ground up and say they'll be able to do it. I'm not totally clear on how it works, but I know that when Bella Vista takes on a new user, like a commercial user like ourselves, they have their entitlement gets bigger. But I don't know if it's big enough to actually handle our needs, or if it's going to be
a partial.
You know, if it's going to be neutral to the other users in the area, you know, help them or hurt them some, you know. But it isn't just taking the existing pie and cutting it a little bit smaller. You know, there's going to be additional
water
allocated. So I tried to get that answer yesterday, but my engineer and the Bella Vista person that would know, they just played phone tag all day.
Okay.
Well, it's an interesting point, because the water thing is important, because we are still in a drought. And with that water being cut back for them last time and the cost of water, if this means they get – it'll be neutral to them, if they can – okay, it's neutral to them. But if it becomes into – now I'm giving up water for
And then I don't know. I can't answer that question. But that question will be answered in the EIR process.
Right.
So it's been right now we're – they call it scoping. They're determining the scope of the study. They're getting questions from all the agencies, from the neighbors, and and those are the questions that keep coming up.
Okay, so water, and then is there are you going to have to widen roads in there?
Yeah, traffic study.
Traffic study.
One more thing on water, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's some confusion about this. We're going to build a pump station for Bella Vista, and there's a water line that comes up across from the north entrance to Shasta College, runs up Hendrika Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there is about a 2,000-foot line that we're going to be required to install. I think it's a 10-inch line. And that isn't because there's not enough water. That's because there isn't enough pressure for our fire sprinklers. The building size we have has to have fire sprinklers. And when they all go on, it requires a certain pressure. And that... is
sure.
The reason we have to do the pump station and the line extension. I would think that connecting to their water system would help them, but I don't know. The folks in the immediate area do have concerns because they're, certain key times their pressure drops, a little bit. And so I don't know how our extension of that line is going to help that, or if it's due to other issues. But that's the water, so... complicated, and this study should come up with answers. And the result of the study is what they call mitigation measures. In other words, hey, this is the effect, and here's some things that the city can require Bethel to do that will mitigate or help to offset those effects.
Okay.
Well, I think that's, a really great answer here. And people think about, okay, there's a fear of development, but at the same time, if it's done smartly and rightly, with all your studies and everything, I think it's fantastic. And what we're looking for with Reading are solutions and growth and development in a correct way. So that, that means all these people that are coming, and I love, we're going to talk about this more after the break, about how many people really attend Bethel that maybe not necessarily attend a church but are at home watching Bethel, as well as how many people come and visit internationally. Love to hear the numbers on that. And the outreach that Bethel has besides it. I know we're talking about the development project right now. But as we talk about that and people come to the School of Ministry, attend those classes, these people, again, it's wonderful for our community and the growth of our community to spend money in restaurants and in stores and et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very great thing for our community, I happen to believe.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take – well, no, we're not. Our producer just ran out to check on something out there. Charlie, the idea of the expansion of everything that you've done and the investment in this community – Bethel is. I'm sorry, Bob. Do we interrupt you?
Trying to see if we're online.
Somebody complained that the audio stream was not working.
Oh,
therefore,
oh.
I was doing the job.
Yeah, you were checking the telephone lines in the back. Okay.
But the bottom line though is that you've kind of established yourself here, and Reading seems to be the home, and this area is going to be the home of Bethel for a long time.
It is, and not the most logical place for kind of a ministry that reaches out into the world, but we love it here, and this is where it is. No intention to move it or anything like that. But and people seem to find their way here. We just had a conference last week. We had people from 38 countries, over 30 states of the United States, and every we'll take a few minutes and who's here from this country? Yay! They get up and yell, and it's just kind of fun. We do translations and like maybe six or seven languages now. You know.
Well, well, I want to talk about that when we get back. We've got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in town, locally owned, locally operated, a huge success here in town, our own local gun dealer where we buy our guns from and ammo. The Bastiani Arms prides himself on customer service. They have classes on concealed carry, on hunter safety. They have everything you could possibly want in the, for the shooter and all the accessories that go along with it. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. Buy local, stay local, right here at Bastiani Arms. He'll meet or beat any price. We'll be right back with Charlie Harper, Bethel Church.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of March. It is 8:33 in the morning, 50 degrees going up to 68 today with some rain brewing in. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, if you're looking for a great haircut, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, go to Cypress Square Barbershop. DC, Tim, and Logan. Outstanding barbers. It's always, you know, it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold right there. Then you head on down the street to Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy, where they have SOS every morning. And, you know, the chip beef or what, you know, the it's just outstanding food.
Don't ask what that stands for.
Breakfast and lunch. Yeah, it's, right. It's an old military term. Yeah. All the veterans know that. And they're all going right now. Anyway, all of this right down at Athens Avenue.
My dad was a Navy guy, and he made it once a week for us, whether we liked it or not.
That was it.
Growing up, I had it every week.
Ate it. Okay. Hey, we're here with Charlie Harper. He's one of the leaders of Bethel Church here, and we've been talking about the growth of what's happening out on the new campus. And the big questions, of course, are the water. The environmental studies have been done. Outside engineers have been brought in that have no connection to anybody except that they're doing the studies out there. You're putting in a new water pumping station that might help out there, but
that's for fire pressure.
The idea being that there'll be at the very most it'll be neutral to everybody that's out there right now, the water, as far as water goes.
That we don't know. You know, we
don't know that yet, yeah. Though. But that's what.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, if anything, get more water, but at least leave it the way it was. That's kind of the plan.
That would be the goal, but I don't know that that is exactly how they have it figured. So the other issue is going to be traffic. And, you know, we're located, the site's right across from Simpson College, where Shasta View would hit 299. Across the highway from that is Twin Towers, which down the road, the general plan calls for that name to be changed to Shasta View. Mm-hmm. And eventually that would go all the way to Shasta Lake City. And But our property is right on that corner. And, you know, the traffic studies have been done and reviewed by Caltrans twice. You know, they did one review and then some questions were brought up and additional review, then realized there was a new rule with Caltrans about interchanges, and we had to go back and do more work. So that took quite a while, but quite a bit of work has been done and recommendations that I can't talk about the specifics because it's still in review with the EIR, but that's probably going to be work at the two interchanges at Holly Road, Churn Creek, and by Shasta College, lights, possibly the turnarounds,
the circles, traffic circles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm blanking out on the name, but there'll be as it goes out into the city, there's different amounts. Like, well, you're not going to do it now, but you have to put money aside for future development, this intersection, that intersection. It's many millions of dollars already. And so people say, well, is the city going to have to pay for all this work for Bethel? Well, no. You know, we have our impact fees, which are already over $2 million. That's what's estimated, plus $1 million of improvement for other.
Bethel's paying for it. In other words, if you're going to build it, you've got to pay for it.
That's the way it works.
Right.
And the city doesn't subsidize development, and it shouldn't be that way. And, you know, it's appropriate. But the numbers are a little bit staggering to somebody like me when you're going through the project, but it is what it is.
That's just the beginning, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so do you have local people working on this thing, or is this somebody you brought in from afar?
Oh, our engineering firm is a local firm, and most of them are local. The consultant for the EIR is main company. They're out of Sacramento, but they're the main guy who's on it. Bruce is he lives in Red Bluff, and so
it's local people.
And then they do have to get independent reviews, and so if there's a local agency that does a lot of work here, they may have to go out a ways to get somebody who's never worked for our engineering company, our architect, to do the review.
What about the as far as the construction of it? Are you planning on using local people?
Yeah, you know, we'll have a general contractor. Gifford Construction has been our pre-construction. They built our original campus at 91, and they built our extension of that in 2004. Have been great to Bethel Church. The way they do it is they're the general contractor. They get bids, and, you know, they'll get three bids on most every trade. And, well, typically, you know, the lowest bidder that has a proven successful, you know, shown the ability to actually do the job, will get it. So whether the subs are all local or not, you know, they're going to have to bid it like everybody else. But
okay,
the out-of-town guys have a, you know, they have a hurdle to overcome. They got to house their people. If they're going to come from Sacramento, what do they have to pay for housing?
Right.
Where our local guys should have an advantage. So
yeah,
I'm hoping it's local.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, y'all can lean into that,
yeah,
too, and just say, hey, look, I want, you know.
We've done that before.
Yeah, use our people here.
Yeah.
Because, one, it's a big thing going on. And
if
you can use local people, it just helps all
it
of
it. It does.
It helps all the people here. That helps the economy, everything. So
it's kind of worked for us in the past. But
yeah,
we do a lot on relationship. And when we hire people, like our revival group pastors, we tend to hire people that come out of the school because we know them. They know us. And so sometimes you hire somebody that's got to actually learn a little bit more about what they're doing. Like, I was a mortgage broker, and they hired me to do all this stuff. I know more about real estate and development now than I did as the first 25 years I was a realtor, you know.
Well, Charlie, let's talk about what you were saying, that you have how many people that actually attend Bethel. Perhaps they don't necessarily go to the campus or go to the church, but they see they belong to the church and watch it on Bethel TV. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Bethel TV is amazing. We when we knew we had to stream, we had to film our services and show them at another location, we began to develop that. And we were encouraged to maybe dive into it at a greater length. And so we went with high-def equipment, and we made a considerable investment and began to do a streaming service. And so that's grown to where we have last count was about 326,000 people who have signed on. You know,
226,000.
326,000.
I'm sorry, 326,000.
About 10% or a little bit under 10% of those are paid subscriptions. Most of it's free. You know, the music stuff is all copyrighted, so that's free. You know, that's the way we do that. But and that's in 190 different countries. That's most of them.
Wow.
There's not too many left.
There's not too many left after that. But it's a.
Is that staggering to you?
It is. I look at that and I go, how can that be? But then
this is a miracle.
Yeah.
That's miracles happening right there, if you ask me. That's like a phenomenon.
It's a combination of years and years. You know, a bunch of us were from Weaverville. Bill Johnson was our pastor in Weaverville for 17 years, and I was on the board then. Early on, we said, Bill, you know, he was getting calls to go speak. It was 1980. You know, we can cover things here. You just go. You know, we're just happy that you're in Weaverville in our little church. And so he's been doing that for years. And then as he hired people, he said, I can't come, but have Chris Valentin come. So our pastors do a lot of traveling and speaking internationally and nationally. And so that just kind of increases the following. We didn't plan it that way, but it's just kind of how it's working out.
So the Bethel World Tour. It's kind of like
it feels like that.
They have T-shirts and
they're all
over.
You know,
tour
jackets. Don't know where they are.
Jesus culture.
Jesus culture is amazing. You know.
What now? Tell. Well, what? Okay. You people hear Jesus culture. Define Jesus culture.
Banning Leibscher was our youth pastor. He came to work at Bethel when he was 19, about 20 years ago. And so Banning was the youth pastor, and he just has a lot of drive, good ideas. He said, I want to do things. And so we said, well, if you can pay for it, go ahead and do it, you know. So he would start having conferences and things, and they had some great music going, and so they began to develop that. And then Jesus culture, after a while, we hired a separate youth pastor and let Banning do Jesus culture. And then a few years ago, you know, they really wanted to be in Sacramento, so they released him from Bethel and they're in Sacramento. One of their songs got a Grammy Award this year.
What, wow. Now, what's the name of the song?
I forgot.
Okay.
That's terrible.
All right, so so would it be under Jesus culture?
Yeah. Well, okay. Jesus culture, the folks that are under the Jesus culture label wrote the song, and another artist, you know, recorded it, and that got the...
So Jesus culture is under Christian music, but however, isn't there a whole, like, besides the label, don't you do big concerts that's called...
They tour all over the world.
Right.
Know?
And do, like, where there's several acts inside of the... Yes. I guess it would be like the Woodstock of Jesus culture.
They'll do that. They'll get a tour bus and they'll tour. I don't know how many times they do it like that. But they they've got a dynamic ministry. They've started a church in Folsom. You know,
mm-hmm.
So they made it to high school, which has a nice performing arts center in Folsom. So they're like we call that a son of the house. They're related to us, and we help them as much as we can. But they're a separate nonprofit corporation now. But Bethel Music is doing equally incredible things here in town, and they put a new album out. They had a kids' album. It was a music video. First week it went to on music videos. It went to the top 10 of in iTunes music videos, secular or Christian.
Wow!
Know? And that commonly happens. You know, I think they bumped ahead of Adele for a little bit. You know, which is also incredible. You go, how can
right,
that happen?
Right.
But if
you had one of the top, I think it was a third in the nation as far as being downloads. And Nashville's looking at it and says, wait, there's only like 8 songs on this album. How come it's been downloaded so much? And it was part of out there. Somebody's got a question here, and you may have already answered this in a way. It says, the Christian rock and hard rock bands have huge turnouts. Does Bethel have any plans for a Christian rock show here?
Yeah, you know, it's not so much Bethel as the Civic, but I'm on the board of the Civic as well. You know, at the Civic, we figured out that what really is popular here is rock, comedy, and Christian, mm-hmm. and country, you know. And so it's hard to get some of the bands. So we try to bring them in, but sometimes the economics of it, what the band is going to need to make compared to what we can sell in the seats is challenging. Those people that tour like that, those groups that are really popular, because of all the digital, they're not making as much money off of CD sales as they mm-hmm. used to, and so they're having to depend more on
bumping their
touring, and so the prices are going up, but Reading's often a place along the road between
right.
the two places.
We call her where their route stop.
A route stop. Yeah.
And you make
I'm so
right.
glad we're a route stop because we get some good shows.
We'll take it. We'll take it for lesser fees.
Give us $20,000 and we'll come here and do a show and keep going.
Oh, $20,000 would be nice.
Yeah, $20,000 is like.
Well, you know, we worked, and this, we've talked about it before, we worked with you all about bringing Dennis Miller. And the fact is to bring in Dennis Miller would have tied up a lot of money from both sides.
Yeah.
And then we had to sell everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have had to sell everything in that place.
Yeah.
And you take a risk on that. You guys have done that with your series, and it's been, you know, we applaud you. People need to come out and support it. So it comes down to bottom line, come out and support when it comes to these special acts coming through.
Probably one of our biggest risks coming up is Jay Leno, you know. He's going to be here.
He's not sold out yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
March 26th.
But that's the most we will ever have paid for a show.
Okay, I'm not even. We'll ask off air.
Well, I'm gonna
let you shake your head like I'm gonna ask a number off air and say, is it around ish? Because I don't know how much it costs to bring him in, but I'm thinking what I'm gonna throw a figure at you. And go, I won't hold you to it. It'll be ish.
All right, we gotta take a break while Linda's going on here about
babbling.
Issues, babbling. So, no, you weren't babbling. It's not
Linda Babble.
14 minutes. The Tower of Linda Babel. Is that a religious thing? Okay. 14 minutes until 9 o'clock. We're here with Charlie Harper, one of the senior leaders out there at Bethel, is putting up with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
And the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's ultimate man cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, jetivator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays,
price demonstrations and once-a-year only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock this Friday. C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is going to be at the Civic. And you can get your tickets from ReadingCivic.com. It's a great, great, great play. Very funny. And then you've got, of course, we were just talking, Jay Leno is coming March the 26th, and there's tickets left on that. And this is a, you know, this is kind of taking it up to another level when you get Jay Leno in here. So I think a lot of people like Jay Leno. We're going to be there. I'm sure many other people, a couple thousand other people are going to be there with us. And we're here, of course, with Charlie Harper, one of the senior leaders of Bethel Church. And talking, we've talked so far about the new campus and everything that goes along with that, thousands of people. How many people in this, you said like 7,000 people in this general area, Charlie?
Yes.
Belong to the church?
Well, they're attenders.
Attenders.
We have maybe a little over 1,000 members that have actually gone through a process of becoming members. And then we have attenders that we've figured they come, you know, not every time, but you know, pretty often. And they are within these zip codes.
You also do you have an outreach program here in town where volunteers go out and help clean.
Sure, that's part of our student, you know, uh-huh, school ministry program. And we, as the school grew, we had outreach where it was just basically going into some of the neighborhoods and loving on the kids and maybe doing street parties, things like that. And as we got hundreds and hundreds of students, it's like, well, there's only so many neighborhoods to do that. And Chris Fallon just said, you know, we have a heart to serve our city, and you know, it's tough times. Let's rally these students. And we hired somebody, another guy from Weaverville that ran a lot of crews, you know, with the Forest Service and whatnot. And we just have about 400 students that spend some time each month just doing, you know, cleanup. And we train them how to use chainsaws. And they're fully equipped and trained, like if you were working on for the Forest Service, something like that, to mm-hmm. do some of this work. You know, we got chippers going, we got chainsaws and brushing, and we've done a lot of work along the river trail, opening up that, and it's fun to see things like that happen. The first year we did it on a large level. We had a meeting at the beginning of the year, and I said, you know, it would be great if we could focus on one thing, and that's when the Henderson, you know, behind Cypress, down below Cypress, that park, 30-some acres, mm-hmm. was pretty well grown over in homeless camps and mm-hmm. not a very safe place to go. And I said, why don't we concentrate on one place? And they said, well, we could do Henderson. And I think they did that for the school year. And by the time the year was over, it was pretty well cleaned out. And what's amazing is that work there enabled Kim Niemer, who I think is doing a great job in Reading. Kim is just, she's one of my heroes, you know. She was able to get a grant for about $500,000 or $750,000 to do the parking and stuff. But the reason she got the grant was she had so many volunteer hours, you know. And
cool.
When they give you grants, they're looking at, how much
sure.
do you just pay for? Or, you know, if we can put our money with a volunteer group, we're getting more bang for our buck. And so some people don't realize, but the volunteer time that goes in, thousands of hours, it gives the city a platform to go out for grant money, which is fresh, you know, it's money that otherwise wouldn't come in the community. And we're getting some of these areas just really fixed up. The area at the end of Bocelli is kind of like that. She got a grant to mm-hmm. do those improvements, a lot of it based on volunteer hours.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
How many, how much do you think Bethel puts into the economy around here? Just a rough, I mean, I'm not bragging here.
I
know that this is, I mean, there's a certain amount of humility here, but there's also, it's just, a lot of people need to understand is that besides the volunteer hours, there's a lot of money that Bethel, just because of Bethel here and what you all do with the people, the congregation and other people that come in this town. Is there any estimate on that at all?
I don't have anything off the top of my head. I know we bring, you know, as far as we can tell from our records, we bring maybe 15,000 to 20,000 visitors from out of town. And they don't just come for a day. Usually they're here for a few days or a week. You know, they want to, we had a gal over for dinner last night from Ireland. She's from here for 2 weeks, you know. This is her third time. We've kind of become friends with her, you know. And so we have lots of people like that they'll come. And they're coming a long way, so they'll stay a while. They're staying in motels. They're eating in restaurants. Unless they eat at my house, but, you know.
But you can only feed so many there.
Yeah, my wife will say, okay, let's cut off right here.
You've got most of Ireland here, and but don't bring in the ones from Wales. They just don't get along. So
our guest this morning has been Charlie Harper, who is a senior leader from Bethel Church. So tell us, you know, because some people, again, it's like we're all inclusive here. You know, we like to think of ourselves as being all inclusive rather than. We don't know what happens for the guys up on the hill. Tell us what a typical day for Charlie Harper looks like.
For Charlie Harper, okay. I'm all about admin type stuff. You know, if it has to do with legal issues or, you know, who's going to be our workman's comp carrier, all that kind of admin things are my world. But then I get to do any of the special projects. So, like, over just before Christmas, we are kind of revamping and kind of updating our building. So I got to plan tearing down our cafe for, you know, 21 days and totally rebuilding it in the lobby. And so that's how my Christmas went. But so I'm working on projects. I'm doing lots of different things, but, you know, and a lot of meetings. You know, our management team, I mentioned a management team. There's about 11 of us that divide up the 80-some departments at Bethel
House.
Wow,
80 departments.
85, something like that. And we manage those departments. So we meet weekly for several hours just to keep track of everything that's going on. And, you know, the school ministry is a big department. Bethel Music and Bethel Media, we've created subsidiary corporations that are kind of more up to date for the things that they do that are separate. So they're separate corporations but still under the umbrella. So it's a lot of oversight and admin and fun, you know, meeting great people. You know, I'm on a number of boards that are kind of related to Bethel. And you know, we attract great visitors, but the students that come, and they just stay under the radar, you know, just really top caliber people.
Well, you know, we've had a couple work here.
Board operators.
And board operators and producers. Savannah.
Graduating from the,
One's wife's going there, and he attends the church, but Savannah graduated.
And her mom and dad are coming
and
through.
And her mom and dad here now.
Yeah.
And her sister. Yeah.
But it's,
love it.
They've all, you know, it's always professional. I mean, it was a very good advertisement for the rest of the students, and I can't say that, but if the rest of the students were like her and Eric. You know, those are really fine people.
Yeah.
So, so next step for Bethel? I mean, you've got some huge things going on. Anything else happening? I know that you all really put in to help bring in another airline.
Yes, we've been working on that. Really that's shown some fruit. I'm not sure which parts are public or not yet, you know, about what's coming up. But I know we're getting, as a side to what we were main project, we're getting a connection to the north, to Portland, which
I heard about
connects
that.
Us to Seattle. And I think we've got something looking pretty good to L.A. The main push was to get a link to L.A. We explored east, going east, but that just wasn't working.
Right.
But
L.A. would be a big thing.
We're getting a third trip
from San Francisco. Right.
So it's getting better.
Great.
And while other cities around us are going the other way,
shrinking.
You know, I think we're setting ourselves up for success. You know, you look around at the young people that are starting businesses, and you know, some of the tech people that have come to town.
We haven't even touched on that one. How many businesses are starting here, and the young technology that are coming here that Bethel has been kind of been bringing in those kind of groups of people and for business like that. And that's for another time, you know, to talk about, because that's another big thing. We talk with the Economic Development Corporation all the time. They have a new head. They have a new guy head of it now, so we need to have him on and see where he wants to go with this. But Charlie Harper, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Once again, thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody. And tomorrow, Clark and Clark are on. So you'll have them in the morning to listen to, Sharon and Trish Clark.
That'll be great.
Different Clarks. One's got a name.
Yeah, Clark and Clark.
Well, I won't.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you, Charlie.
Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your view?
Down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep it.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court appears sharply divided over Texas abortion clinic regulations. It's the High Court's biggest abortion-related case in almost a quarter century. Texas contends its rules are designed to protect women's health. Pro-abortion advocates argue the real purpose of the rules is to limit access to abortion. Energized by their Super Tuesday victories, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have been going after each other. Trump saying that if anyone has a shot at victory in November, it's him.
I think that's frankly going to be an easy race. You see the polls. I beat Hillary in many polls. I know one thing. I don't think Marco's going to be able to beat her. I don't think, in all fairness, I think Ted's going to have a very hard time.
Clinton says the Republican contest has taken on a nasty tone.
The rhetoric we're hearing on the other side has never been lower.
The Brookings Institution's John Hudak says Trump is making many GOP leaders nervous. He says that they may be looking for